I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Judy Greer is one busy actress. She's currently on the CBS sitcom Mad Love, has three movies coming out, and is also playing the animated Cheryl Carroll on FX's hit show Archer. Judy did a conference call for Archer where she talked about how she got started in animation, the joy of not having to wear makeup when doing voiceovers, and she recalls a hilarious nightmare audition. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Judy.
Wondering, how did you first get started in animation, and what was it about Archer that made you decide to do the show?
My first experience in animation, I think I did, like, one word on Family Guy, like, 100 years ago. I mean, seriously, like, 10 years ago, I think I said one word on an episode, and I was excited about that. And then I did this little tiny Japanese animated film called The Cat Returns, another tiny role on that. And then I auditioned for the Nickelodeon show called Glenn Martin DDS and got booked on that. And then while that was happening, I just was on location working on a movie, and I got sent the script for Archer. And they just said, yeah, they just offered it to you. You can just do this, like, on your day off in a local sound recording studio in Phoenix, which I did. And I read the script before I went in. So dirty. I was like, this is never gonna make it on the air. But, like, whatever, I'll make a couple bucks for the day, you know, my day off. Anyway, who knew it would snowball and become, like, I loved it. But I always feel like whenever I love something, it never makes it on television, which is probably why all my pilots have failed until now. But it was so good and funny and silly and naughty and dirty, and I was excited about it. That's kind of my voiceover history.
Did you do any special training for voice acting?
No, I didn't, actually. I mean, I've trained when I was in acting school. I trained my voice, but I wouldn't say that I've done special training since. I mean, there's certain, like, tricks of the trade that you learn to do, like, don't eat a lot of cheese the day before you're recording. For some reason, it makes you really mucusy. Gross, I know, sorry. But no, I don't have to do anything specific. It's fun when I get to play, like, a small part on Archer where, like, I'll be another character for, you know, a few lines, like a stewardess or whatever, an old person or a slut, whatever, and that's kind of fun because I get to change my voice. But no, I don't really do anything specific. I find that I'm better if I can just be myself, and thankfully they let me do that.
Well, as Kitty on Arrested Development, you were able to use your physicality to enhance the comedy of a crazy character. And how does your approach change in preparing a similarly off Cheryl when you have just your voice as your tool?
Well, it's funny that you bring up Kitty, because what I did with Kitty is kind of how I feel like what I do with Cheryl Carroll. Because even though Kitty, in Arrested Development, it was live action, so you got to see all the crazy things I was doing to get that performance. Like, I'm pretty much doing the same thing. It's just in a booth with one sound engineer watching me. But I find that in performing, like, a character like this, or really, I think that when you're just counting on your voice, you actually need, like, double the energy. So I do find myself, like, acting out the scenes and being very physical while I'm recording, because I think you can tell when someone's just, like, sitting on a stool, like me now, you know, like, acting out the scenes, or I'm, like, really broad and physical, like, it helps my vocal quality, and I think it helps the energy of the scene, and so I do the same thing, I kind of do.
I love Cheryl's excuse for why she's late for work. Keeping with that theme, what are the creepiest things that you have ever seen on a train, and how do they compare to what creeps Cheryl out?
I get a little skeeved out by Walk of Shame homes. Or, like, Ride of Shame homes in New York City on the train. Like, when you see people who clearly haven't gone to bed yet and are still in, like, last night going out disco outfit, that creeps me out. Even though you see it a lot, I'm still always like, oh, I feel ashamed. I feel like I'm with them, and then I'm going to have a bad day, and I don't like it.
Do you do the same sort of preparation for a voiceover job as you do an acting job?
I probably prepare a little bit more for an acting job, only because there's so many more people involved, and I don't want anyone waiting for me ever. And when I go to record Archer, or any voiceover for that matter, like, it does really feel like it's all about me, and I have a lot of freedom and a lot of, like, all the time I need. And so I feel like I can play more, like, in the room, in the recording studio, then I don't need to come in, like, as totally prepared. And also, too, I know that, like, when it's just me in there recording, like, I don't have to really do anything. I don't have to change anything based on what other people are doing or what is being asked of me. Like, it's me recording, and Adam reads on the phone telling me what to do. And, like, we just do it instead of saying, like, oh, I was going to do it like this, but now he's performing the scene like that, or his choices are different than I thought they were, so now I need to make my adjustments. So it's like, I feel like when I'm shooting something live action, I have to go in with like a lot of choices. Things change, you know, but Adam's so awesome and gives me like space, so we figure it out like while we're recording, like what it is, you know. I just try to read the script and then read the scene a couple times, and then I go in and we just totally play and have so much fun.
And I just have one other question. Do you have like any sort of nightmare audition story?
Nightmare audition story? A couple things. Like, well, one time I auditioned for this TV pilot. My character was supposed to get shot at the end of the audition with this laser gun that makes her implode. And so I was, like, doing the audition scene, and then, you know, it was, like, over, basically. And the director was like, you didn't implode. And I was like, well, yeah, no, I know. Thankfully, I didn't implode, but, like, I don't. Like, I figured that is something you'll do in post. And, like, and he's like, no, I need to see you implode. And I was like, really, dude? He's like, you didn't finish the scene. So I do the whole scene over again. And then when I get shot with a laser beam, I just, like, pretended like I was imploding. And I was screaming and, like, collapsing. I tried to get myself into the smallest ball I could on the floor. And I was just basically laying there in fetal, like trying not to let him see me laughing, because I was like, this is so ridiculous. And then, of course, everyone in the room is laughing at me, and I felt like I had been made fun of. And then I went out in the waiting room, and all the people in the waiting room were just staring at me like I had 10 heads, because I know I was screaming really loud, because I remember my choir teacher in high school saying, when in doubt, sing loud. So I just thought I'll scream my head off. I did not get that part, by the way. Shocking, I know.
How would you describe yourself as an actress, and what do you want people to know about you and your work?
I would describe myself as a fun actress, as an actress who, I don't know, maybe like a shapeshifter. I feel like I've been able to in my career play a lot of different types of roles. And what was the second part?
Just what do you want people to know most about you and your work?
I guess I would want people to know that I'm really happy with my career. I sometimes get asked questions a lot, like, don't you wish, like, because I do supporting roles a lot, like, people say, like, don't you wish you were the star, don't you wish you were the star? And that question makes me, like, think, like, do you think I'm not happy, like, that I don't have an awesome career? Because I totally do. Like, I guess I would want people to know that I'm really thrilled with how everything is turning out for me. And, yeah, I think I would say I'm a hardworking but fun actress.
I don't know if everyone on the line, Judy, so I'm going to put you on the spot, if you can talk about the process and the fact that you guys don't record together and how long it takes and how long before you met everybody, and, you know, everything's just done so, you know, over the wires.
Yeah, we never see each other ever. I think one time I got to see Aisha was coming in as I was leaving. The first time I really met everyone was at Comic-Con this year when we all went and they showed an episode and we did a panel and everything. Usually what happens is, like, when we're in production, like, every 2 weeks, they call and schedule around my schedule, which is so lovely, you know, 30-minute block of time for me to go in and say my lines. Adam Reed writes every episode. He does it with me usually over the phone. Sometimes it's someone else, but most of the time it's Adam, and he's over the phone in my headphones when I'm in the recording studio, and he reads all the scenes with me, and we just do it over and over and over. Handful of times until he's laughing out loud, and then we move on. And it's really fun. It's really easy, and they'll email me the script a couple days beforehand. And like I said, if I'm working on something else or whatever, they just work around my schedule. And on my end, it couldn't be simpler. The weird thing is that when I watch the episodes, I feel like I see so much chemistry between us all, and we're never together, ever. I mean, we're together when we have to do these publicity events, but otherwise, like, we don't record together. You record with Adam. Like, Adam just knows exactly what he wants, and he's able to translate it when he's reading with us, like, so well. And it makes us, and so then when he cuts all the voices together, it really, I mean, it's magic, but it does seem like we're all talking to each other at the same time and reacting to the same thing, and that I'm always so surprised that, like, tonally it always works, that you don't have anyone that seems like they're in a different episode. I'm impressed.
And now, for Archer, Judy, no hair, makeup, and wardrobe.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, the studio where we record is a 5-minute drive from my house. We're paying a lot for Los Angeles, and yeah, it's great. I mean, I can go from the gym if I have, it's just wonderful. Yeah, that part of it's great. It's just so convenient. You don't have to get dressed, although I do wear clothes there, but I wouldn't have to. I mean...
Thanks, Judy, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from TV, film, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.